This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, December 2nd, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As we previously reported, a pastor in Nepal was convicted under the country's anti-conversion law last week. On Tuesday, Nepal's district court in Dalpa gave Pastor Keshav Acharya his final hearing and sentenced him to 2 years in prison. Authorities arrested Pastor Acharya after a video surfaced of him praying against the coronavirus. Later, he was charged with proselytizing. Nepal banned proselytizing in 2015 when it adopted a new constitution. And in 2018, the Southern Asian nation added the ban to its criminal code. Several pro-death measures failed in countries around the world recently. In the United Kingdom, a pro-abortion amendment to the country's Health and Care Bill failed last week. The amendment would have allowed women to perform their own abortions up to 28 weeks. In Chile, the lower chamber of deputies voted to shelve a piece of abortion legislation this week. The bill would have legalized abortions for any reason up to 14 weeks of pregnancy. And in Portugal, President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa vetoed a bill this week that would have legalized euthanasia. Meanwhile, in the United States, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments yesterday morning in the abortion-related case of Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. The case involves Mississippi's ban on abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. In 2019, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against the law based on Roe v. Wade. Mississippi's defense is now challenging the precedent set by Roe. Based on Wednesday's Supreme Court hearing, analysts suggest the court is leaning toward upholding the Mississippi law. Planned Parenthood, the abortion giant, responded to the hearing as, quote, alarming, end quote. The court is expected to give a ruling by June 2022. 2 Chronicles 19, verses 6 and 7 says, "Take heed to what you are doing, for you do not judge for man, but for the Lord, who is with you in the judgment. Now, therefore, let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take care and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, no partiality, nor taking of bribes." COVID shot mandates continue to face opposition in the courts. Last week, U.S. District Judge Stephen Merriday ruled that the military must improve its tracking of religious objections to the Biden administration's COVID shot mandate for troops. As of mid-November, over 16,000 service members have requested a religious exemption to the mandate, but the military has not approved any. On Sunday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals blocked the San Diego Unified School District's mandate from going into effect. The case began after a 16-year-old high school student sued the school district for religious discrimination. And on Tuesday, a U.S. district judge in Kentucky temporarily blocked the Biden administration's COVID shot mandate for federal contractors in Kentucky, Tennessee, and Ohio. The Salvation Army recently removed its Let's Talk About Racism guide after pushback against the guide's contents. The organization acknowledged the internal guide, quote, led some to believe we think they should apologize for the color of their skin, or that the Salvation Army may have abandoned its biblical beliefs for another philosophy or ideology. That was never our intention, so the guide has been removed for appropriate review, end quote. A new Pew Research report found that 73% of Americans believe in heaven, while 62% believe in hell. However, Americans were more split on whether people who do not believe in God can go to heaven, with 39% saying unbelievers can go to heaven and 32% saying they cannot go to heaven. Even 34% of Protestants believe people who reject God can go to heaven, while 68% of Roman Catholics believe the same. Hebrews 3 verse 12 says, "Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." And finally, tragedy broke out on Tuesday when a sophomore at Oxford High School in suburban Detroit, Michigan, opened fire on students, killing 4 people and injuring 7 others, reports NBC News. The suspect is in police custody now. During this tragedy, a hero emerged. Tate Meyer, a linebacker for the football team, gave his life trying to disarm the shooter. As of yesterday, a Change.org petition got 78,000 signatures for the school stadium to be renamed the Tate Meyer Stadium. The petition said, quote, "Tate is not just a hero to his fellow students at Oxford High School, but a legend. His act of bravery should be remembered forever and passed down through generations," end quote. John 15, verse 13 says, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Thursday, December 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.